So far as what is happening in New Jersey right now, other than travel in and out of New York, and the bridges, the tunnels, the whole thing, there is no such thing. The local airports are totally closed down now, Newark, Kennedy, and LaGuardia. And in New Jersey, the response seems to be sending as many people as we can in law enforcement and in emergency services as we can to New York to help.
Yeah, the New Jersey chapter of the American Red Cross has already sprung into action. Dave Novak is with their Princeton office, and he tells us that they're asking anybody and everybody who is a volunteer to help.
Right now, what we are doing is putting all our disaster volunteers on alert to get ready to assist our Red Cross of Greater New York. We have two of our emergency response vehicles, one from down here in Princeton and the other one that's going up from Newark to go directly to disaster site. We are polling all the disaster volunteers, you know, mental, physical, and mass care relief who are going to be able to respond to this in for at least a 10-12-hour shift. So we are gathering all our resources, and depending on what we are asked to do, we will deploy and respond to accordingly.
I'm talking to David Fine, one of our reporters who is in Lower Manhattan near there. He said it was chaos a short while ago. Now it has become eerily silent as people go about their task trying to survey the damage, mount whatever rescue effort can be mounted. Difficulty getting to the upper floors of the World Trade Center. We're told the elevators, obviously, they're not working. The death toll, we haven't even begun to hear that yet, but one expert said it is expected to be in the hundreds and hundreds. One of the planes that was that crashed into the tower was hijacked from Boston on its way to Los Angeles. The second, we don't know where that came from. And then the third plane that has crashed into the Pentagon. That's the newest bit of information. If you're just joining us here this morning, not only did the two planes crash into the World Trade Center, but now we also have confirmed another plane, a third plane, has crashed into the Pentagon.
Well, Eric, it seems pretty obvious we are at war. We are not sure with whom at the moment.
President Bush vowing to find those responsible to make them pay. A very logical step in the mind of a terrorist. If you are going to attack the United States, you expect retaliation. So therefore, you strike at the center of where that retaliation would come from, at the Pentagon, where the Joint Chiefs of Staff and Colin Powell's supposedly would be at this point today. We don't know the damage at the Pentagon. The White House has been evacuated now. The president presumably has been taken to a safe location. And, you know, with that attack on the Pentagon, that may make it even more difficult to gather the necessary intelligence information to find out exactly who is responsible for these three attacks.
Well, we first heard of the Oklahoma City blast. Everybody leapt to the conclusion that it was Middle East terrorists. Mm-hmm. And it turned out, of course, to be Timothy McVeigh. And people, I think, are leaping to the same conclusion right now. And again, until there is some definite evidence, it's unfair to expect any kind of action. And it would appear, with the damage this did to communications, it may be a while before we know anything specific. The president definitely has said that this is a terrorist attack, which seemed pretty obvious from the beginning. Bob, you any more on traffic?
I just want to recap. Again, we're in a transportation lockdown. All of the crossings in and out of New York City are closed. Holland, Lincoln, George Washington Bridge, the Staten Island bridges, everything coming in from the east side is closed down. The subways, all transportation in the area is shut down. And as you guys have mentioned, there's a nationwide hold on all planes. All airports are closed across the country. And that, of course, includes this area.
Yeah, State Police spokesman Al Delafave, talking just a few moments ago live on New Jersey 101.5, reiterated that we are in a state of lockdown.
Until we're sure these events are indeed over, that's the way it has to be. Yours exactly a lockdown. All bridges and tunnels are closed.
And that is that probably is one of the most chilling things that we've heard until we are sure that these attacks are over.
And when do you know that it's over? You don't, by definition of these attacks. So we might be in for a rather long siege of closings. We were talking with people, and we still do ask that you give us your report if you have been a witness to these horrible events.
Well, apparently the precautions continue now in Washington. The White House, as we told you, has been evacuated. The Secret Service received what they deemed a credible threat of a terrorist act against the mansion. The State Department now, the latest to be evacuated. So aside from accomplishing destruction, the terrorists are also have enough fear instilled in us now in Washington that we are moving our operations to a safe location to assess and as President Bush alluded to, retaliate.
It's getting to be to the point that almost the whole country is becoming locked down right now, and everybody's waiting for another shoe to drop, if indeed it is going to drop. So this is about all we know. I think you know as much as we know. We know as much as you know about this right now. Of course, everybody is doing everything humanly possible. But you do have as a priority, of course, the rescues of people. It's very difficult to see how anybody could have survived in the upper floors of the World Trade Towers. It's been just about an hour now, and it is still nothing but thick black smoke and flame.
Well, one of the experts had raised the possibility that, you know, but the first tower that was hit was about 20 stories from the top, that there could very well have been people who survived that impact in the top floor.
Mm.
How do you get to them? They've been unable to...
I saw a helicopter flying by. He was circling, just apparently just reconnoitering. It didn't appear to be any kind of a rescue attempt, because he can't now because of the smoke.
And,
you know, but they were up there with helicopters looking at it.
I want to play for you again the eyewitness piece here. If you didn't hear this the first time, the second plane, now two planes hit the World Trade Center. We were talking to this man as a witness to the first. And then shortly after he started describing what happened the first time, as he was on the phone with us, he saw the second plane hit the World Trade Center.
Amount of smoke and everything coming off the tower, and at first you couldn't tell where it was coming from, and then you could see that just like they said, about 20 stories up from the top, it was just unbelievable. There was a noise, but
and that was the second plane. But the terrorists were not done yet. Now Washington has been targeted. The Pentagon has taken a hit as well from another airplane. Every airplane in America, if it is on the ground, it will stay there. If it is in the air, it will be grounded, as every plane in the United States has been ordered on the ground by the Federal Aviation Administration. The White House has been evacuated. The Pentagon, what's left of it, has been evacuated. And now the State Department has been evacuated as President Bush confirms this was a terrorist attack and vows to get those who are responsible.
This is the worst attack on the United States in history, obviously, considering all the wars that we have been in over the entire course of history. There's never been anything like this. And you'd have to assume that our country, we are at war. We don't know with whom. But how do you respond to something like this otherwise? Terrible, terrible amount of destruction.
We will get an update coming up here at the top of the hour in about 2 minutes from our network service as we collate all of the information now. Reconfirming now that the White House was evacuated after the Secret Service received a credible threat. The State Department also being evacuated. State Police spokesman Al Delafave again reiterating that we are in a lockdown situation. Any artery between New York City and New Jersey have been completely shut down.
All bridges and tunnels are closed. We've activated our emergency command center. We're in contact with the county coordinators, see what they need right now. Early on, it seems the biggest problems are in Hudson County area where they're experiencing phone difficulties.
State Police spokesman Al Delafave again telling us after closing off all access to New York City from New Jersey, the state police are now assisting in the counties closest to New York City, specifically Hudson. Want to take some more of your calls, I guess, coming up here after we get an update at the top of the hour on this series of terror attacks that have now gripped from Manhattan down to Washington. Two planes hitting the World Trade Center. The towers continue to be on fire. The smoke can be seen for miles and miles and miles now. The holes in the side of the buildings now, gaping holes that look like they span at least 10 or 15 stories. Now, the planes, presumably, that hit are still inside the building. We don't know whether there was anybody else who was inside the building or anybody that was able to get out of the building from those upper floors, but the plumes of smoke can be seen from probably three or four states away. Now, as we continue to come to grips with this, Jim Gerhart in studio with me. I'm Eric Scott. Joe Cutter, the rest of our news folks working on this to bring you the very latest as we continue to get you updated on New Jersey 101.5 WKXW FM, WBSS, Millville, Atlantic City.
News. I'm Rita Foley. The word now this morning on all of these incidents that has been going on this morning, the president calls this an apparent terrorist attack. It is a horrific scene on the streets of New York City as two planes crashed into the twin towers of the World Trade Center. The FBI looking into reports that one or both planes were hijacked before the crashes. Witnesses to the scene describe a sonic boom and debris falling like leaflets. The Pentagon has been struck too. A plane has crashed into the Pentagon. The West Wing of the White House and the Capitol building have both been evacuated amid concerns over terrorist threats. Our Ross Simpson is with us now.
Rita, I've just been watching television, and the tower that was hit by that jetliner apparently has just collapsed in New York. We can see nothing but a blanket of smoke now covering a large section of the city. The original tower that was hit continues to burn, but repeating once again, it appears that one of the twin towers has collapsed.
All right, and thank you, Ross Simpson, for that report. Now, we are going to replay for you part of what the president said about what he called an apparent terrorist attack.
Terrorism against our nation will not stand.
That is the president this morning. He spoke just after the World Trade Center situation. We're going live now to our White House correspondent who's been traveling with the president in Florida, Mark Smith. Mark?
Rita, the president was reading to children at a Florida elementary school here when his chief of staff whispered the first news in his ear. A few minutes later, Bush, grim-faced, came to the podium to call it a national tragedy, and he ordered the full research.
We're gonna switch back to the studio here for a second. One of the World Trade Center towers now has collapsed. One of the two World Trade Center towers has just fallen. There is nothing but smoke, nothing but debris. The tower with the radio antenna on it is still standing. Oh, my goodness. It looks like somebody dropped a bomb on Lower Manhattan. The entire section of Lower Manhattan is obscured now by smoke. From the Hudson River on northward, we can see nothing now of Lower Manhattan other than the smoke from the tower. If you have seen the movie Independence Day, as the smoke and destruction rolls through the concrete canyons of Manhattan, this is what we are looking at now. One of the World Trade Center towers has collapsed. David Matthau, one of our reporters, is with us now. David, what do you see?
Eric, I am on the turnpike heading northbound just before exit 13. I was looking at the World Trade Center towers with smoke billowing up and out of both towers, when all of a sudden there was this, it almost looked like it imploded and one of the towers simply collapsed. It was the most incredible thing I think I've ever seen in my life. There are trucks that are jammed northbound on both sides. Traffic is slowed down from exit 12 north, and the truck stop, the rest stop with a great deal of truck traffic is backed up, I would have to say, at least a mile and a half now, because all of these...
All right, as we've said, cell service is spotty at best.